Greetings, everyone. This is our delayed membership call for April. So thank you for joining us tonight. So what shall we discuss? So we can customize the activation later for what everybody is ready to receive. And let's see, for those that came on just a bit late from the chat box, and we encourage you to put on the chat box your comments. I said at the top to share what's happening, your intentions, your dreams, your challenges, your insights, your visions. And let me see. Brigitte says that her four-legged friends, her kitty anyway, is acting very strange lately, like she is sleeping a lot and very fussy with food, hardly eats. And Catherine also says, my dog is doing the same. And Catherine also says, aside from the sleeping, are headaches and pain in the bottoms of the feet, adjusting to energies, ? And I replied, yes. Yes, and by the way, Michael forgot to include a little link. There's a super pink moon tomorrow night. The moon's going to be the closest to the Earth that it's been in, I don't know, how many months or years. Anyway, it's going to look very big. Why they call it a pink moon, I have no idea. But let me know tomorrow night. Send me an email if your moon is pink. Okay, I'll take phone callers. Start to raise your hand. I had an interesting dream last night. At one part in a dream, a white owl was standing next to me on the ground, kind of looking at me, but kind of not. Wasn't saying anything. It just was standing there. And I didn't think it had a tail. Well, of course, owls don't have tails. I'm sorry. It wasn't an owl. It was a rabbit. It was a white rabbit that didn't appear to have a tail. Very white. It was just kind of standing there right next to me. So I'll have to look up symbology of rabbits. And also I had in that dream also, I was riding in this kind of like fancy kind of a vehicle. And a woman was driving, and I don't know if I knew her, but we were going up a big hill or something. Never arrived to the top because then the rabbit showed up in the dream. Anyway, that's my dream from last night. Star 2, raise your hand if you're on the phone. Okay, Lorraine, hello.
Hello, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay. I don't know, when you said the rabbit, it made me think because Easter's coming, you know. Maybe the Easter bunny is visiting you early.
Oh, cool.
I'm sure it had a lot more depth than that, but whatever.
Bringing some Easter goodies for me, huh? Okay.
Anyway, I didn't really have that much to share, but I tell you one thing that I'm sort of getting to the I appreciate including the pets because I just drove up home and my kitties love it when we do activation, so I'm glad you're putting extra attention on them.
Yes.
Round. And yeah, actually I had the vet come to the house today because one of my cats had a little thing that needed to be drained. It wasn't anything serious, but he came over and with his mask and gloves and everything worked out okay. So
yeah.
Anyhow, so hopefully that's all good. And then I just said, you know, the one thing about, I'm not going to the grocery store that often, but I am going when I need to. And you know, this whole thing, it's starting to get to me about, you know, try and wipe off your, you know, your groceries and your mail and all of that stuff. So I don't know. I'm just kind of still trying to do all the things that they suggest you do, but not from fear, but just because they say it's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how important it all is, but anyhow.
Well,
so
I go early shopping, and
yeah,
that way you beat the crowd, so to speak.
Yeah, and I usually go in an odd hour too, which is not too busy, but you know, just even to bring them into your house, you know, before, like some people are wiping their stuff down before they even bring it into their house and things. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah, that could be. I wipe it down when I bring it in.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's probably good to do that just anyway.
Right.
You know,
you're right.
No matter if you have a virus going around or not. Yeah, because you don't know how many people are touching all that stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's making us be more aware of our habits, our cleaning habits. And I think one good thing I noticed, because you ever go into restaurants and, like, you know, there's a dirty bathroom, maybe a dirty kitchen area, and you go, oh, God, I'm eating that food. Well, they were all forced to, like, clean up their act and, you know, wipe everything down, including menus and all that. So I think in that way it's really good. Got these businesses to, like, be more clean.
Yeah.
I had my car washed yesterday, and the guy sprayed this germ killer in my car. You know, they do the interior clean.
Uh-huh.
He had to spray it. He had to spray the seats and stuff and sides of the door before they went in there. They cleaned it up, and then they sprayed it when they left. So.
God. And, you know, my friend in South Carolina freaked out that I had the vet come to the house. She said, you know, just said, it felt like it was okay, you know, intuition. So hopefully it was.
Yeah, well, lucky you got a vet that makes house calls. So I got to give you another funny story, guys. So the handyman that works on the house, hired by the owner, he was over the other day fixing some stuff, and apparently he's divorced from his wife, or at least they live separately. So I guess she lives alone in a house, and he lives in a kind of like a trailer house. And he says she is so freaked out that she will not leave the house, period. Not for anything. She's afraid she's going to catch it and die. So that's the extreme.
Yeah, you can make yourself crazy if you want to.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Okay. Okay, Nancy, I'm going to unmute you. You can lower your hand, Lorraine.
Thank you. I think I have a voice now.
Okay.
Obviously, I fixed your problem.
I saw the stupid X drop down from the top of the computer on one of the pages in, you know, Instant Tele Seminar, and I never saw it before. So I just clicked it, and then everything appeared back regular.
Yay!
So I have no idea where that X came from at all.
So while I was coughing and not able to explain how you should fix it, obviously my intention for you to have it fixed got transmitted somehow.
Yeah,
so.
good work, man. Good work.
Yay. So it's been a very interesting time for me because I've been doing a 12-week intensive with a group of awakened people who are working on paradigm shifting. And it's been very, very, very beautiful, actually, very interesting. And what I'm discovering is that I'm very oddly calm through most of all of this, and I'm feeling a lot of soft energy coming in, and a lot of dissolving of, you know, some of these major tensions that have been at play in our world up to this virus. And I really really quite like the fact that it's bringing up a lot of awareness in people. And I still don't know if I can see my way clear as to how this is going to play itself out,
mm-hmm.
either before or after.
Uh-huh.
You know, because there's a lot of uncertainty right now, and I think that's going to happen for a while. But at least that's the sense. But I certainly don't think it's going to be as long as some people think, and I don't think it's
mm-hmm.
going to be as short as other people think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a matter of it'll take as long as it's going to take.
Yeah.
And what I feel is that this is a unifying experience that our collective is going through right now. That
yeah.
even though there's a lot of fear around this virus, and yes, it's going to impact many people, and yes, it's going to, you know, bring up a lot of crap. But beneath all of that, it's also bringing up a lot of commonalities. I've been in contact with, I mean, I hang out with a lot of global people, so I've been in contact with people all over the world. And some who are handling this well and some who are handling it very poorly. So it's very interesting to watch this play itself out and see where I feel the systems that haven't been serving us for a long time are going to have to step up. And it is interesting to see how what is really what we really need to keep going are the things that are really being highlighted right now. So it's interesting.
Exactly. Yes. I felt
really
this calm energy even before the lockdown. I don't know, maybe a month before, maybe even 2 months.
Yeah, I felt it actually coming in December.
Mm-hmm.
For the year, but I usually feel energy for the year coming in around, you know, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
yeah.
quite nice. It's quite exquisite. And they did...
it is.
There's a few posts I saw on Facebook about the frequencies of the Earth. And so you've seen probably on Facebook pictures of herds of like deer or elk walking down the main street of town. Of course, there's nobody there. there was a family of cougar, I think, walking down the street through somebody's yard, and they happened to videotape it through the window or something. So these animals are taking advantage of no people in town, and they're starting to walk the city, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because we have been so hard on our natural, you know, world for such a long time. And this enforced, I like the way one person put it, he calls it global monasticism.
For solitude for a while.
So, yeah, so this kind of enforced global monasticism is requiring all of us to either, you know, and some people who have no familiarity with, you know, inner process or being with themselves in that way, I think are beating their head against the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I know if I get caught up in any of the news crazy or any of the, you know, speculations of what's, you know, where is this going to go?
Mm-hmm.
I can make myself crazy pretty quick, but
yeah.
I also am pretty good at reining that back in and
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, okay, that's just craziness. And so I
yeah.
kind of haul my brain back into order.
Yeah, that's right. Come back into order, Brian.
Yeah, so I just let it, you know, but I also don't love, you know, some of the conspiracy theory stuff out there either. So I'm equally intolerant of that. I have a problem with too much going right down the drain of, you know, well, it's got to be this going on. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God. Okay,
well,
you know.
We'll find out.
We do like to tell our stories, don't we?
We'll
all right, I'm
going to
just stop talking now.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, bye.
Happy brain to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I also wanted to mention, they did some, I think it was Google Earth shots of certain parts of the globe. And the smog levels have reduced immeasurably. And so probably L.A. is probably as smog-free as it's been in a long time. And same with the other major cities around the globe. And I got that, I got about a week ago, that this lockdown is really good for the Earth to be able to reset and recalibrate. And especially like in Sedona, they're now advising people through their website, Chamber of Commerce, et cetera, City of Sedona, don't come to Sedona for the obvious reasons. And so the vortex is there, as well as probably here in these mountains here, have a chance to reset and recalibrate and clear all the crud out much easier. So I like that aspect. But I especially like the part of animals coming into town and hanging out. And they're showing us, you know, just mellow out, folks. It's all cool. Just be calm. Stay inside. Do your meditation. Okay, Nancy, you can lower your hand. I'm going to the chat box. Let's see here. Alice says, rabbit depends on your personal dictionary. Native American medicine says rabbit can represent our fears. Other lore says could represent fertility. You know how rabbits reproduce. Review what was the emotion and other surrounding circumstances. Suzanne said just looked it up. Rabbits symbolize prosperity and abundance. Catherine says, headaches, pressure around ears, and waking up a lot through the night. Yeah, again, your brain's trying to adjust to everything. So no resistance. Do your best to release any levels of resistance. And maybe start working on keeping your throat chakra open, because that will affect your ear pressure. Suzanne says, beautiful pink, almost full moon tonight. Oh, yes, I can go out later after the call and look and see how the moon's looking. Q&A page, anybody posting there? Nobody's posting there. Okay, let me see. Ajayi, did I pronounce your name right? You're live. Langham Creek, Texas, you're live on the phone. Where did you go?
I had myself on mute.
I see.
That helps.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Janet, and I think it says Winifred or something on there, but in Houston. So I have to say I'm a little bit jealous of everybody that's locked down, because for me, I'm having to go to work every day, and it's business as usual.
Wow, where's that?
And I work for a manufacturing plant, and we do some food packaging.
Uh-huh.
So they deemed it an essential business, but there's only about half of the traffic on the road in Houston, which is good.
Yeah.
But everybody is just freaked out about this thing.
You can tell when you're when you go into town to do your shopping and stuff, or people you talk to.
It's just seeing people. I mean, there's a lot of people around here that are wearing masks, and I guess that might be a good thing. And you know, if there's the social distancing where you got to stay 6 feet apart, and super long line at the grocery store yesterday just to get in, so I decided I didn't really need any groceries.
Mm-hmm.
But even at work, you know, there's people that are wearing those N95 masks and they're not,
yeah.
And I kind of, I'm looking at them like, are you sick? No, it's a preventive.
Yeah.
So they're going to use up all the masks preventing something, and then when they're sick, there won't be any. But
well, they're finding out states have more masks than originally was put on the news. So
right.
And New York's doing really well. They don't need any more masks necessarily. That's what somebody told me today on the news. And no, I think they'll be fine with the masks.
Right. I kind of have the opinion that the coronavirus came over here at the end of the year. We've had a lot of flu going around. And if they're not testing for it, who's to say that you didn't have it, you know?
It probably did hit America in December. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'll be interested to see if anything ever comes out about what's really going on.
Yeah,
I heard it was 5G earlier, and I heard it was a bioweapon, and you know,
well,
it'll be interesting,
It's all that stuff. But you know what they're doing in England? I think it was England, a Facebook post yesterday. Now they're starting to burn, they're starting to cut down and burn these towers, and it's really cool.
Are they?
Yeah, they're actually cutting them down with a chainsaw or something. Which causes then the towers to go on fire. So it's like these flaming towers just start crumbling over. And they did about three of them. I think it's this one group or person anyway. So I think they're going to start a trend. They're basically saying, none of this, no more. We're going to cut them all down. You put them up, we'll cut them down.
That'd be awesome. Where was that?
But we want to, I think in the activation tonight, we want to, if not consciously, to unconsciously send our prayers and the violet light to all of the people that are installing these 5G networks because they're getting sick. They're getting cancer. Mm-hmm. They're getting burns on their skin. They're getting all the weird things of radiation poisoning. And I saw a picture of this one guy in a spacesuit installing a 5G tower. Spacesuit. Do you know how much those things cost? One suit. So somebody's making money off this too, right? But even with the suits,
right?
They're getting sick. Like thousands of them a year are getting sick. So, yeah, if you see anybody installing a thing, maybe say to him, hey, you better go get checked up at your doctor. Make sure you don't have radiation poisoning.
I don't think I'm
going to
get anywhere near
Walmart. So we're going to do another meditation for divine protection against 5G and all that other stuff. Anything else you'd like
That'd
to share? How are you doing? How are you doing personally otherwise?
I'm pretty calm about it, but I was I didn't feel good today at all, and it was the headache and the pressure around my ears. And I thought, it seems like everybody I talked to, they are all saying that they're tired.
They're tired.
So I don't know what.
Why don't you look around your building, make sure you don't have any towers there?
Okay, I will look and see.
Because they're putting them around, you know, major establishments, fire stations, all the airports, all the major airports have them. So every time you go on a flight, you go to that airport, you're getting all that, you're getting zapped. They have them on schools, hospitals.
We're real close to the Budweiser plant, but there's a Double Diamond Railroad Exchange that we're really close to. So I don't know, maybe they have something there.
Well, you can tell because they're just odd looking. They look different. All of them look a little different. But you can tell that they're 5G because they don't look normal. And some of these towers, like when we went through New Mexico and Texas on the way here from Sedona, and not only do we see pyramid hills that nobody ever talks about, and this was through West Texas, I think, and maybe Eastern New Mexico, but we saw these very tall 5G towers. I mean, they were like, it looked like 500 feet tall. And I don't even know how they got them up there. But they're out in the, they're out on the ridges. So they weren't necessarily close to any towns or cities, but we could see them. Anyway, report it if you do. Report it to, like, the building that it's close to and just say, hey, you guys should get checked out for radiation poisoning just in case. Go to your doc and get an exam. People
I'll look,
I'll
look for
aware.
That.
Yeah.
But there's not a map or anything, is there?
Yeah.
If you could.
Do a Google search or actually do a search in DuckDuckCO. DuckDuckCO. That's a browser. That's more like a private browsing service that will list more stuff than Google because Google is still controlled. So, yeah, just type in map of 5G networks in the USA, and you'll see where they are.
Okay, I'm going to look and see. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Is it DuckDuckCo or Go? I thought it was Go.
Well, it might be
G-O.
Go. It might be Go.
Okay. I'll try both of them.
Yeah. Just type in DuckDuck. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, there's Tanya. She's not in Gig Harbor anymore. She's probably still in Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just have the old phone number.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's DuckDuckGo.com.
Oh, okay, DuckDuckGo.
And so there's two towers in my vicinity. I have one just over 5 miles away and another one just under 5 miles away. I have quite a bit of protection art that I've put up that it feels good and aligned. And I'm happy that the back of our apartment is facing the direction they are, so there's actually other apartments in between me and it, but I don't know if that matters.
No, not really.
But
hey,
I don't
try
know
this. This will be fun.
I don't know what the radius is, too, of how far it goes, if it even goes over 4 miles. I don't know.
I heard somebody on Facebook today talking about that, and he said, so we don't know how true it is, but he said, they'll transmit for 5 miles.
Okay, so I'm just right at the edge of it then for the one, and then the other one's a little bit over. Yeah, but more are going to be coming up.
Until they start chopping them down. And then we have a revolution, and then we put all those people in.
Well, there was another doctor, an ICU doctor in New York who came online and did a talk recently, and he just said, hey, I don't know what's going on here, but the way that we're treating this doesn't seem to be for what we're treating. So acute respiratory, I forget what they call it, disturbance, what they're treating. He said where the presentation in all of his patients that he's seeing is like altitude sickness.
Altitude sickness.
He said that is the closest thing that he can see, as he goes, it's as if somebody dropped somebody off at the top of Mount Everest and they hadn't done the walk, so they hadn't acclimated to the higher pressure. And he goes, so the closest thing that I could that I could imagine this being, and I haven't treated, you know, hundreds of people with altitude sickness, but he goes, that's what this looks like to me. And he called for other healthcare professionals to come forward with the people that they're treating to speak up, saying, hey, we don't think we're treating the right thing here.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting, tidbit from, in the, medical community who's treating it. And what was the other thing I wanted to say?
I want to suggest, put up the four pillars of light around the tower.
I do.
The tower.
Oh. That's
the
a good idea.
Yeah, see what happens.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'll have to, actually get in my car and go somewhere, though.
or just visualize it and have the team just set it up there.
Okay. yeah, look at the map, and that's it. Have you been doing those in local ones, do you?
No, I just thought of this as I was talking, just like 5 minutes
ago.
Oh, okay. I just thought of that, or that just came through. So
what a great idea. That's a great idea.
Asheville has about 3 that I'm aware of. So I will do that because I can see them when I drive around. Yeah, I'll do that. And we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
And other than that, also physical symptoms, a lot of neck and stuff coming out, a lot of head stuff coming out. That knot that I worked on in my spine, it almost feels like something has been, you know, still releasing in there for, you know, a couple of weeks now.
Okay.
So any, you know, physical for the activation, just any physical support as we are all letting go of so much at once.
Yeah, we are, huh?
Yes, we are.
Remember that saying, no carry-on baggage allowed.
Well, and really feeling, and I don't know if you've been feeling this too, that Earth has kind of ended her contract of taking on what's not hers to carry.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't have done that before. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
But I feel like that contract has been completed, and so now these energies that aren't sustainable here on Earth for where we're going have to leave.
Yeah.
That's
good.
But I don't know if you've picked up on similar messages, but just that, you know, the taking on the fallen is over, which is
taking on the fallen is over. Contract completed. Adios, amigos. Yes.
Yeah. So that's pretty
good.
Exciting. I have.
So I think we should do that tonight too, you guys. So come to closure with your taking on the burdens of humanity in the astral field, and let's get on with the party, right?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
So, yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Contract has completed. Yes, completed. Okay, wonderful. Okay, and then we have New Jersey. Let's see. Okay, you're unmuted.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
This is Brigitta. Hi, Kenzie.
Hi.
Okay. I was dropped off the webcast, so I came online with the phone.
Okay.
I'm the one who left the message about the kitty.
Ah, okay.
So my phone is from New Jersey, but I actually live in close to Sarasota on the west coast of Florida.
So you're a double agent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is a very highly, very potent area. Yeah, it's what I heard that this is area, this holds the Crystal Cathedral, the only one in the U.S. So, hey, this is good.
Yeah, that is good.
So that's amazing. So I was brought here. I know why. I'm working on the Earth a lot. So my presence is very connected with the Earth and the crystalline grid line.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so I just want to say, you know, to add to the last caller that, you know, sort of like in January, I worked with Patricia Cotorobo. I'm sure you guys have heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that she has the Congress of Illumination, and, you know, she was the one that started the harmonic convergence and stuff. So in the past, I had worked with her a lot. And since the last 10 years, I really haven't really connected with her, but she came to Orlando in January.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this deep, deep, deep yearning to be part of her group, to the anchoring.
Mm-hmm.
So what she was working with, and we are still working with, and this is part of the 2020 energy and beyond, that she was working, you know, assisting us, you know, as a group consciousness from our I Am. that we are anchoring now the solar light bodies, the 12 solar rays of the solar bodies. And we are moving through the 13 gateway. And what we are doing right now is really, as the I Am presence that we are reclaiming our power here on Earth, embodying everything that we are from the higher planes, so we can actually assist the Earth.
Yes, exactly.
And humanity. So our power has to come back to us, as we had given that away, you know, for millennia, you know, but now we are really are being so, you know, aligned and assisted, if we so choose, that we can actually, you know, move through this with grace and ease.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so, and I feel that, and the very important thing that I wanted to say, that the funny thing was that I got sick, actually, like 3 weeks or two, 3 weeks after, with the flu symptom.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, oh, maybe this is preparing my body for, you know, getting the antibodies for, so not to get the flu, you know. And I was sort of like happy in a way, because I'm like, okay, my body is now, you know, claiming antibodies to not to get the flu. And I haven't even heard about the COVID, you know, about the coronavirus at that time, you know, in January. And, you know, I did hear other people that are in the spiritual community that they got sick around the same time with the same thing. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I wasn't the only one here, you know, bringing something into the world from our higher self that we can actually beat this virus, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I'm here. I'm fine. It took me a while. Yes, I had to go through, you know, different aspects of the flu symptoms and cough and all that stuff. But what I feel is that, you know, if we keep aligning, really, not with what's going on here, but really through our true divine essence, what we're bringing in from the fifth dimensional earth plane is the one that we really have to connect with and then let go of all the other stuff. Because that will take care of everything.
Yep.
You know? And that's how I feel right now. It's like I don't want to watch the TV. I don't want to watch all the news and all that stuff, because, you know, each time you're connecting, even with some of the spiritual teachers or groups, and, you know, they talk about so much about the COVID that almost like I feel like I'm drawn into it. Like, I don't want to be drawn into it. You know, I want to stay in my space. I want to connect with the fifth dimensional alignment that I'm here to bring in. I know I'm a channel.
Yeah.
I am bringing that in. So let's move into that. You know, let's bring that here. You know, because that's the one, that's the energy, the consciousness that will, you know, help us to move beyond and change the world and change and truly create something that we want in the new earth to experience. That's the new earth consciousness. That's the paradigm that we are here to do. And that's how I feel.
Where's your kitty?
My kitty just left me. My kitty is an indoor kitty. So
the kitty left?
The kitty actually went out on a little journey. He ate, and then he went off, and he'll be back.
Okay. Tell him not to miss the activation.
I know. Well, I'm holding. I've been actually doing some work with Lynn Waldrop, and she's the Body Channel. So she has a program series for pets as well. And so I'm being the conduit.
Okay.
And I'm helping all the animals or animal kingdoms, which honestly, I always, as a child, I was very connected with the animal kingdom. So it's not a surprise to me to do this work, but being a conduit and to assist them so they can move through, because I see what's going on, you know, and they picking up everybody's, you know, the mass consciousness is really affecting them, you know. But what I'm doing is really telling him to not to take on anything that I, from me or any human beings.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
They don't have to take on, you know. I fired him from his post.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for helping us.
Okay. You're welcome. Blessings.
Thank you.
I'll take one more caller on the phone. You can lower your hand, dear. How about Suzanne, who loves to talk? I unmuted you.
You did. Oh,
I did.
On the air. Well, I feel like over the last day, the energy has shifted. Like today, I felt a lot lighter, and I don't know, maybe it was the mass meditation of like Saturday, Sunday. I was holding a lot of the sadness. I guess as an empath, it's just so hard being here in Connecticut and New York, and you know, there's a lot of death, and you know, death's kind of been my thing, you know, meaning I've had a lot of death in my family, and so I think I just really have empathized. One of my best friends had the COVID. She's a dermatologist, and I was sending her healing energy, and she said pray for my patient, and she was feeling bad because her patient she saw a few days before she started really being symptomatic. And long story short was I was sending them both of them healing energy for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And she got better, but he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew when I was doing the healing energy, they kind of told me to stop, because I do get a sense that, you know, people who pass from this are someone explained it this way, which really helped me, was, you know, before we come down here, we have already kind of decided what our, you know, path's going to be and our lessons and all that. And these people who are passing away, I feel, are, you know, angels, in that they chose, you know, to experience this and to help us, as, you know, help the world. So that helped me. But here in New York, in Connecticut, it's been kind of heavy. So I did feel a shift. And we are getting some positive news here that it's starting to kind of, the curve is starting to flatten and less death. So that's good. But I think, you know, again, it's just like purging. And my dreams have been over the last the last 2 weeks. It's like every boyfriend I ever had, it was a dream about him. And it was like, I was like, what? That's so funny. Like every night. And then very symbolic. And I feel like I'm certainly cleansing. So there's a lot going on. I think things are lightening up, which is, the energy feels better. So I think we are shifting, and I've been dealing with the same, you know, symptoms, and, you know, at one point I thought I had it and all this, but I think it's all ascension energy, and bodies have to, you know, get used to this new energy that's kind of being ushered in. As I say this, I have a ringing in my left ear, so. Vera tells me, yeah. You know,
what still are your symptoms?
No, I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm fine now, but you know, I had all the symptoms of COVID. I still think I had a very low viral count because I was tested and all that. But I'm talking more about just like, you know, just your body, the ringing of the ears, the being tired, the, you know, kind of mood swings, kind of like just this, you know, energetic kind of calibration. That's probably a good way to put it. That's going on. So, you know, and also feeling like a pendulum. Like one day I'm like totally fine, the next day I feel low, or this, you know, kind of, you know, going back and forth. But again, the last few days I have felt better. So, and I feel like I just feel lightness, you know, with some of the news we're getting. So that's good. I think things are shifting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How are your kids moving through all of this?
You know, they're surprisingly, they have their highs and their lows, but they've been pretty good. I mean, you know, they're doing their homework the best they can. They're home all day, and you know, they realize it helps to get outside, and we live near the water, so that's nice. And they'll go for mom, I need to go for a walk, or this and that. Yeah, they miss their friends, but they're so connected through the phones and the, you know, all their technology. But I'm surprised they've handled it as well as they have, and that there's been as much peace in the house as there has. That's interesting. But I think that kind of starts with me too, because I'm doing a lot of meditation, a lot of, you know, I'm working from home as best as we can, but you know, I'm using this time to deepen my, you know, spiritual connection and purge things and purge and all that, because I just feel that's what I'm being called to do.
We're all being called to go within.
Yes.
And then do your shopping early in the morning.
Yes.
Go back and check yourself up in the house.
Yes.
And go for your evening walk.
We do shopping very, very infrequently. Like, you know, once every 2 weeks. It's bad here. You know, it's very different in different parts of the country. You know, like someone mentioned the car wash. No car wash is open. No stores open other than grocery stores or pharmacies. You know, they are mandating masks in New York. So, you know, it's a heavier feeling here, but people are careful. I'm not nervous. I feel like I had it, so I have the antibodies, so that helps. But I'm smart about it. You just have to be smart and wash down. You know, I did a big shot today. I washed everything down when we came in and all that. But it's an interesting dance. But I kind of, it's very interesting to me to watch how certain parties, certain people, like, are fine and then they die, you know, like a week later, or how people bounce back. And again, I just feel like, you know, God has called the ones who are supposed to come home, and those who are supposed to stay. And that's a real feeling right now that I have, that, and I, you know, part of that feels good and part of that feels unnerving, because you're like, well, I hope I'm in the party I'm supposed to stick around. But, yeah, I think we're past that in this house. But yeah, it's an interesting time, that's for sure.
Okay.
Hey, are your kids enough, huh?
Yeah, are your kids in the room there?
They're in the house.
Ask them if they invite them for the activation that we're going to do in a few minutes.
All right. I will. Thanks, Ken.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. We'll get started with the activation shortly, folks. So get your water ready. I'm going to check the chat board just one more time. Nobody's putting stuff up there, so I guess we're good there. No one's posted on the Q&A page, so we have a whole bunch of silent webcasters tonight. So the activation will start in approximately 51 minutes into the recording. You should get the replay from Michael maybe tomorrow. This recording will be edited for noise, anything like that. Okay, and you want to invite your pets into the room if they're in the house. Tell them it's activation time. Oh, and I will mention, I forgot, we're having a support call on the 12th. It's going to be in the afternoon sometime. I can't remember when. I think it's going to be at 2 o'clock Eastern time this Sunday. So it's basically supposed to be for everybody on our email list and anybody that's in Kenji Nation Facebook group. So we may or may not do a Q&A part. We may just do a global activation. But I think I would like to know from that group what they're needing as far as support goes. So anyway, let's get started now. It'll be about almost 52 minutes since the recording. Okay, so let's let go of the day. Let's let go of the news. Let go of everything that you forgot to do today and last week. And come into the now moment. Deep breath, palms facing upwards, feet flat on the floor if you are sitting. All right, we're going to call in some specific support tonight. Sanat Kumara, Metatron, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Ruth, Lord Adonis, Antonio, Great Central Sun as always, Sacred Heart of the Earth, Andromeda, Arcturus, the enlightened aspects of the Palladian Council. All right, again, we're going to use the power of Metatron's cube. So we're going to relax the body first. Deep breath in. And as we exhale, just simply let go of all worry, concern, doingness, busyness, letting go of the day, coming into this now moment, being one with your body. Okay, you're going to disengage from tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your intellect, your ego, and your pain body. And make sure that you're completely disengaged from the collective astral plane. And begin to ask to receive the exact frequencies and downloads that you are ready to embody regarding this big global shift into the new earth, the passage into the new earth. And we're going to ask your inner child to be present. We're calling your I Am Presence. And actually, we're going to call in some of those lifetimes, whether you call them parallel lifetimes or past or future, that are coordinating with this lifetime here on the earth. so that you can become more coordinated with the learning experiences from your different selves in other time-space continuums. Remembering that your Earth incarnation is the central incarnation that orchestrates all of these other space-time continuum lifetimes. Breathing in deeply into the solar plexus. Exhaling, allowing the brain to go into a theta brainwave state. Relaxing fingers, toes, calves, forehead muscles, jaw, your eyelids, your tongue, dropping the shoulders to the floor. Keeping the spine straight and comfortable. Continuing to breathe in a symbolic figure eight flow. Breathing in, circulating, breathing out, circulating. Completely disengaged from all the chaos and fear upon the planet in the collective astral realms. And even the chaos within the earth. And aligning with the Christ grid that circles the planet. Now, breathing deeply through all your chakra points, base chakra, sacral, solar, heart, throat, third eye, crown chakra, earth star, soul star. Breathing that divine light through all of your chakra points. Allowing your immune system to become very strong and releasing any attachments of weakness or vulnerability that is within the heart chakra, that is within the thymus gland. Just release it on the out-breath. Breathing in the empowerment of your immune system, not only physically and emotionally and mentally, but also spiritually. Opening up the hand chakras, keeping the feet chakras open, aligning deep with the core of the earth. The earth changes, the ascension energies of the earth. Feel yourself being surrounded by the light of the great central sun. Allow your body to respond to these frequencies. Continue to let go of density. Now open up your Akashic records. And you can tune into the purple band of energy in your auric field that represents your past lives. And you're going to bring forward in the dream time or in meditation any lifetimes that are being triggered by what's going on in the world, including your memories of the fall of Atlantis, including the explosion of Maladuk, including the Syrian wars. Galactic level war, shall we say, in one sense. In any past life memories of the plague of world wars, anything that has been buried that is ready to come to the surface and to the light. Including any situation that needs to be forgiven. Including people, events, situations, traumas. Allow all of this to gently pass through a golden arc of light into the heart of Prime Source. Now, let's bring the focus to the thymus gland of the heart center, opening up the chambers in the heart, activating your still point. Now, in conjunction with your thymus gland, you're going to activate your thyroid gland, your adrenal gland and kidneys, and your liver and gallbladder. Breathe deeply into the thymus gland, the power, the ability to stand strong, no matter what. To stand firm in your conviction of your divine purpose. Activating to a deeper degree now your soul purpose. Empowering your thymus to be brave, to be courageous, to be strong from within. Now you're going to call. You're going to call back your power that you may have given away to people, places, things, events in any and all lifetimes. You're going to recall, you're going to bring back into your body. Those aspects of the heart chakra where you gave away your power and you didn't speak your truth. Where you went into fear regarding expressing yourself. In order to stay safe. So we're going to call back your ability to be vulnerable. Calling back your ability to stay in balance with your sensitivity. Going to release the victim and the wounded inner child. that you can reclaim self. Deep breath into the chest. Bring back your power. Now release from the thyroid gland in your fifth chakra any memories of feeling intimidated, of feeling where you had to hold back your personal expression. Where you held back your truth. Taking control of your vocal cords. Reclaiming the power of the word. Deep breath into the throat. Have your inner child take a deep breath. Now tune in using all of your senses, including your third eye. Tune in to the space around your heart. See this golden glow of white, pure white light surrounding your heart. And keep your awareness there. Now with the power of this pure white light, it's going to activate the pineal gland, pituitary thalamus, temporal lobes, your vagus nerve system. And bring awareness now into the center of the brain, third ventricle, crystal palace. Feel the power of the light beginning to grow and expand into the tissues of your brain. Empowering your immune system. To rise above any and all lower dense energies. being able to transmute any and all dense energies into oneness. Allowing the channels in the neck to open up. Relaxing all the muscles in your neck. Allowing the blood to flow freely through your brain. Through your ears, your sinus cavity, your eyeballs, your optic nerves. Now we're going to breathe in healing for the limbic system. And you're going to let go again of all energies that are not yours. Ever since in utero. If you feel any level of heaviness, be it subtle or profound, take a deep breath. And release it through the out-breath. Any levels of agitation, anxiety, conflict, confusion, worry that came from your parents, and we're going to ask all your pets to do the same, releasing once and for all human energies that they may have taken on. And allowing their spirit to stay connected with the group soul of which they are a part. Now feel, as you keep your awareness in the center of the brain, that your awareness can actually feel the fluid that's in the third ventricle. You could say it is like an elixir that the brain produces. That is spiritually connected to your spirit and the God force. You're going to allow this divine fluid to travel down into the fourth ventricle of your brain, then into the brain stem, and then down into the very core of your spinal column, down the dura tube, refreshing your cerebral spinal fluid. Energizing the functions of your spine. Activating your endocrine system. Feel and imagine that this fluid is circulating through your bones, through your whole spinal column, through all your joints, through your cranial bones, through your eyeballs, your inner ear canal, your thyroid, your thymus, your adrenals, your spleen, your pancreas, your solar plexus, your reproductive organs, your bladder, your liver, gallbladder, your stomach, your colon, your lungs. Breathe into the lungs the power to withstand and to rise above all vibrations of duality. Breathe in that pure white light into the lungs, into every cell of your lungs. Breathe it into your ribcage bones. We're going to take this white light up into the eyeballs, into all facets, levels, aspects of your sight, physical sight and your clairvoyant sight, through the optic nerve, through the retina, the cornea, through the fluid in the sac of your eyeballs. Allowing the cleansing away of all misperceptions and all illusions, perceived illusions. Allowing your sight to become clear. Take that pure white light into the pineal gland, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus, and medulla oblongata. Allowing now your nervous system to rise to the next level of empowerment. Allow the circulation through your blood system of this pure white energy, moving through your veins, capillaries, blood vessels, and arteries, and your heart muscle. Healing, as it were, any dense energies, any blockages in your cardiovascular system, through the power of grace, all right, we're going to invoke Metatron's cube. Either into the center of your brain or around your body. And allow your consciousness to begin to align with the power of Metatron's cube at its highest level. Feel the love and support that's all around you. Now, move your awareness into being a clear and perfect channel for the cleansing of your local area grid system. Take a deep breath. Allow the energies to move through your local grid system, including the grid system under your home and in your neighborhood and in your city. Your county, and then your state. All right, we're going to call forth the pillars of light to be established at a higher frequency level now for in your home and wherever you go in the world. And we're going to ask for assistance from the helpers to neutralize all harmful effects from 5G networks and chemtrails, cell towers, Wi-Fi. I'm going to ask for the cleansing of our bodies and our energy field of any harmful effects from radiation, be it from any source. Allow that to be cleared into the core of the earth for recycling. Now, we're going to just feel into the heart chakra and generate a feeling of gratitude to the earth, to the angels, to the brotherhood of light, to all those that have been assisting you in your membership program. Sending out gratitude for the love and support that you've had since your very first day in this membership program. In return, receive their love and support. Now let's spend a few moments in the heart, creating how you want to be in the world, how you want to express in the world, how you want perhaps your new career to be, the kind of people you want to be around, your soul family, and we're going to ask your ancestors and family members to receive what they can from this activation. I'll call you back when it's time to return. Take a slow, deep breath, coming back to your physical body. Feel that glow around your heart. Now remember, anytime you can call forth the Council of 14 to work with you in your meditation, your prayers, and your healing work. You can also see the council as pairs of seven. Representing the masculine and feminine aspects of those, shall we say, seven rays of light. You may also call upon Sanat Kumar in your meditation. He and the other Kumars from Venus are very much a part of what is happening upon the Earth in relationship to the embodiment of New Earth. In this corner of the galaxy. And use Metatron's Cube whenever you feel called to. It's a great space from which to create from. And you can use the power of the Flower of Life. If any of your pets need a bit of support, call upon the Archangel Ariel. You always have the counsel of Yeshua and the Marys. Okay, let's take a deep breath together. Come back into the now moment. I am here. I'm now. I am. I am awake. I am alive. I am alert. I am happy and joyful. My mind is clear. My heart is open. And my body is full of joy. And as you go tonight, ask for these droplets of joy to come into your heart as you fall asleep into deep, deep REM sleep, allowing your body to become nourished and recharged and refreshed, revitalized for a new day and a new dawn. Thank you for your attendance. We will see you on the next Members Upgrade Call. Blessings from Asheville.